JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Caribbean Maritime Institute to get new engineer training college. And later, one of our 25 tips for Christmas. Let's go Roundabout JA. The Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, has received some $402 million in grant funding from the Petrocaribe Development Fund for the building of a FESTO-authorized and certified training FACT center for specialized engineers. Ground was recently broken for the facility. The center, slated to be completed in time for the new school year starting September 2017, will be the first of its kind in the English-speaking Caribbean and will offer world-class training and certification in robotics, mechatronics, and automotive engineering. Executive Director Dr. Fritz Pinnock says the establishment of the center will bolster the Institute's ability to deliver international certification in mechatronics and automation to meet the changing needs of the engineering industry. He is commending Petrocaribe for recognizing the value of having locally trained engineers with a unique in-demand skill set.
This is at a time in our development where it's about transitioning to a new way of training and certifying people. I really want to salute the Petrocaribe family for this signature move.
Dr. Pinnock adds that significant opportunities exist within the sector, noting the 4,307 FESTO job openings that exist in Singapore alone, with salaries starting at $5,000 per month. He says interests and requests have already been expressed by local and overseas players for training and certification in the specified areas. The establishment of the training center is being undertaken in partnership with FESTO Didactic, a world-leading company in the field of industrial automation and mechatronics, as well as other local companies. Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that monitors and evaluates progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. So visit vision2030.gov.jm and learn more. On our community notice board, the Ministry of Local Government's Youth Mayor's Luncheon, which was postponed last month, will be held on Monday, November 5 at 1 p.m. at the Valencia Suite of the Spanish Court Hotel. Call 754-0992-9 for more information.
I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.
Thinking of going solar? Ensure you conduct a site assessment before purchasing a solar PV system for your home or business. Get an experienced solar PV system engineer to check for potential issues with shading of PV panels, space availability, and adequate structures to accommodate the panels. Remember, a solar PV system may not be the optimal energy solution for every location, so be sure to check your site conditions first to see if it can deliver a good return on your investment. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PC. CJ, your energy advisor.
The most wonderful time of the year is back. Here's one of our 25 tips for Christmas from Police Officer Sergeant Sean J. Mitchell.
If you are walking on the streets and you feel like you're being followed, chances are you're being followed. So we'll urge you to go to a crowded area where there are lots of civilians, there are security personnel, and you'll see coverage there.
That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.